I am not ready for college. I'm definitely not ready to be an adult. And I just don't know how I'm going to manage all this. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to my podcast, 20-something. This is Anna. And from the title, we're going to be talking a little bit about the fears of college and just the fears of adulting in general. Because I'm going to college in less than 20 days. I'm not even ready. But yeah, I'm going to Hampton University and my major is psychology on the pre-med track. Now, I'm excited for the most part, but there are definitely some fears that I have. I was actually considering taking a gap year. I didn't even know what I was going to do. Someone said military. Someone said you could go travel abroad, go volunteer abroad, or even just work. I didn't know what I was going to do. But I just knew I had a lot of anxiety building up because I'm starting college in a couple of weeks. And I just didn't know if I was ready for it. Now, with that, let's deep dive into these fears of colleges and hopefully give some advice along the way. Now, number one, I am really scared of not having that support system that I had in high school because I'm not going to have my family. I'm not going to have my friends from high school. And something that a lot of current college students told me is that professors do not care about you as much as your teachers from other years did. Okay. If you fail a test, they're not going to go out and check up on you. If you don't show up to class, they're not going to reach out and email to you because they have better things to do with your time because you are an adult and it is your responsibility to reach out to them and to take care of your academics. Now, what my advice to you is definitely reach out to upperclassmen. This is what I did, and I found it super, super helpful because they are going to give you real and raw advice. And be sure to definitely reach out to people in similar majors because they will help you stay accountable and you'll also help them stay accountable. And you can even form study groups once you get on campus and just even just reach out for help, FaceTime them, whatever. Just reach out to upperclassmen because they know how it is and they will be your support group. Now, the second fear is definitely distractions. College parties, boys, girls, how are you going to keep your grades up with all of this? One thing a lot of people told me is learn how to say no and stand on that. Stand on business, okay? You cannot go to a party every single day because you're going to have an 8 a.m. class. Someone's going to give you a quiz the next day, okay? You just cannot go to a party every single day. And you have to learn how to manage your schoolwork, okay? Look, get a planner, okay? Maybe you didn't use that back in high school. Maybe you did it all digital. Get a planner, write things out, get a calendar, post things up because you're going to have so many classes, so many tests. You're not going to know how to manage all that, but it's really helpful if you just see it. I know that's what helped me a lot in high school. I just had a calendar and I just wrote down everything that I had to do. Yes, I did procrastinate a lot, but it still is beneficial if you have the right mindset to get all that done. Now, the next thing is finances and money. You're going to be broke. Like, do not spend all your money, okay, because you will be broke. Invest your future, if it's through a savings account or an index fund like the S&P 500. Just do something to invest in your future so you're not spending all your money and you're going to have money saved up for the future. Now, if you have your parents giving you money as an allowance, learn how to budget that. I definitely struggle with budgeting. I am someone who loves shopping, loves getting new clothes, okay? And all that is good, but you can't do it in big amounts. You can't just shop. You can't just get DoorDash. I do that a lot, okay? But you just can't do all that. You have to follow a budget. Now, you have a 50-30-20 rule. Now, this one's pretty intense, but it's just something you could just keep at the back of your mind. So basically, 50% of whatever your allowance is, whatever you're making, that's going to go to your needs. And then 30% that can go to your wants. Now, wants could be whatever you want, whether it's DoorDash, you know, going out for entertainment, just going out in general, concerts, clubs, anything like that. That could be your wants. And then 20% can go into investing and savings. Now, again, obviously we're going to be college students, so we're not going to have that much because we're on campus. We're not really paying for like rent, things like that, unless you are off campus. But just follow some type of budgeting rule. There are plenty of apps out there. There might be some budgeting apps like literally in your bank app. If you have, for example, Chase already has some budgeting things you could just set up based on what you want for yourself and your future. So yeah. Now, for income, definitely look for on-campus jobs and paid internships. I know a lot of colleges would have like a career center where they can set you up. You could be an RA, just someone who like takes care of the dorm rooms, and you can get paid for that. And you also can live in the dorm for free, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, definitely look for all that. And just be mindful of the money that you have. Money literally does not grow on trees. Do not waste your money. Okay? Don't. I need to take my advice. The really, really big thing is definitely mental health and self-care. You really have to put your mental health first, because literally everyone says this, but your first year of college is going to be really, really difficult. Just adjusting and things like that. I'm definitely not ready for the adjustment, but just put your mental health first. Find hobbies. Go write things down in a journal if that's what you're into. Go out with friends if that's how you'd like to de-stress. Maybe go read a book. Talk to God if you're religious. I know specifically for Hampton University, they have on-campus therapy. So go do that. It's free. Go do that. Literally just do anything that can get your mind off things and just have some fun, of course. Now, another really big fear that I know I specifically have is just the fear of asking for help. And that's just been something that I've always struggled with through high school, because yeah, it's embarrassing to not know everything. Like, yeah, it's embarrassing to go have to raise your hand up, be like, I don't understand this. Can you explain this further? But I think it's really important to ask for help. I know it feels like everyone already has their whole life figured out, but it's not true at all. Okay, asking for help is a sign of strength, not a weakness. Okay, I know that's really cliche, but literally just think about it. Like, no one's gonna expect you to know everything, especially when you're a freshman in college. You're still learning, you're still growing, your mind is not developed yet. So it is okay to ask for help. And when you do, you're opening yourself up to new perspectives, new solutions that you might not have considered if you didn't ask for help, okay? And usually people love giving help, okay? It can literally be a bonding experience if you want to think about it like that. You know, if you're asking help from your friends, it could bring you closer to them, maybe family members, and even your professors. And you just have to remember that college is a time of transition. It's a time of growth. And it's completely okay to feel overwhelmed. I know that's what my therapist keeps telling me now. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. If you're not overwhelmed, that's a little weird. But if you start asking for help, you're taking that situation head on and you're taking control of that and you're working towards that solution. And it really just shows how resilient you are, and people like that, okay? That was a lot, but the last thought that I want to give y'all is one thing that I keep telling myself is you can't let the fear of failure stop you from doing what you are passionate about. Me personally, I really want to be a child psychiatrist, and that is what I'm passionate about. That is what I am working towards by going to college, and you really just have to keep your own goals at the front of your mind. College is the first out of many small steps in order to reach that goal. and you just can't let those fears overcome you, okay? We got this. I know it was a lot, but it's okay. These fears are okay to have, but we just have to work toward that. Ask for help, okay? Ask for help. That's really what I want to leave y'all with. But yeah, that is all for today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed this. And again, my Instagram is always up there if you want to reach out for advice, if you just want to talk, or if you have any questions. Until then, stay blessed, y'all, and keep your head up.